Mills County Judge's report for January 2nd, recorded December 18th. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judge's report, and a belated Happy New Year to each of you. This report is brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR, Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 100.5 on your radio dial. This program is aired each Thursday at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. It is also available for listening at your convenience through the Goldthwaite Eagle website, albeit with a tape delay of up to a week sometimes. New Year's is a time of resolutions. I want to share my plans and expectations for the coming year. At a very high level and in no particular order, here's what I would like to be able to accomplish. I'd like to create an organized and systemic approach to improving the county roads. I need to update the county's subdivision regulations. I need to address the deferred maintenance of the courthouse and the 1885 jail. And I need to review the possibilities of refinancing the county bonded debt. Although it will require a lot of cooperation among commissioners, I'd like to create a plan to identify the worst roads in the county, perhaps have all the precincts work together on them, and tackle them in order. Maybe each precinct gets help a week each month or something, and then plan for the material and the budget that is needed to get this done. There's a continuing trend to land holdings being sold and broken into ever smaller pieces. This has all sorts of implications. Everything from more traffic to more pressure on our often drought-endangered groundwater sources. Mills County needs to update its subdivision ordinances. These were last updated in 1985. A lot has changed since then. I've spent the last year identifying issues, drafting ideas, talking to people, reviewing other counties' ordinances, and attending meetings in the surrounding counties, and it's time to bring this to a head. What we do or don't do on this front will affect Mills County for years to come and involves competing interests ranging from the maximization of value from properties to preserving our agricultural operations and protecting public health and safety for all of us. Besides these competing interests, the state of Texas, which is lavish in assigning responsibilities and expenses to counties, has been parsimonious in granting powers to counties. In Texas, the cities have the basic ordinance powers, while that works fine in places like Dallas, Harris, Bayer, Tarrant, Travis counties, where the sprawling cities almost completely blanket the county. It leaves places like Mills County picking through various scant laws and regulations in an attempt to protect its citizens. This will be a big deal. I'd appreciate your input and involvement as we go through the process. I plan to take a look at the financial architecture of Mills County's bonded debt. Interest rates may be at or near a record low in 2020, and this may create an opportunity to restructure the county's outstanding bond indebtedness on the courthouse renovation and the new law enforcement center. The trick will be to ensure that the interest savings exceed the transaction cost of such a restructuring by enough to even move the needle. To give you some metrics, the current bond for the courthouse renovations has an interest rate of 2.1% and has a payment of $175,000 and change due in February of 2020, and then a similar and final payment due in February of 21. So this deal is almost done, and it's a relatively low interest rate. The bigger one is the law enforcement center bond. It has a balance of approximately $6.5 million and an interest rate of approximately 3%. And it has an annual payment of $376,000 and runs out through 2040. So a savings on this bond will pay off for years to come. That will be where my initial focus rests. Finally, I want to address the deferred maintenance in the courthouse and county jail. Both buildings are under-maintained and underutilized. By under-maintained, I am not being critical of the work our custodians put into it. What I'm talking about is the long-term deferred maintenance and the very nature of these old buildings. One example might be the wood-framed windows and doors. The paint periodically needs to be scraped and replaced. Doors and windows need to be caulked and resealed. Everyone knows that. But it's not as if it has to be done every year or the windows fall out if it's not done this month. That leads to the ball being kicked down the road, as it has been every year since about 2010 when the renovation was completed. It's not a big deal until you consider there are over approximately 166 windows. Even if we use prisoner labor, the third and fourth floors will demand the rental and installation of scaffolding for the duration of the project. Should we have used some material that doesn't require this much maintenance in the initial restoration? Perhaps. Should we start changing out the windows in lieu of an ongoing maintenance program that will be never-ending? Again, perhaps. But these are all things that need to be analyzed, numbers put on the table, and decisions made publicly in Commissioner's Court. But those four items at a high level are my plans for the coming year. I look forward to hearing from anyone that has items that ought to be added to this list. We will continue to operate the county budget in a careful and thoughtful manner, the same way as if we were spending our own money, which in fact we are. The budget is everybody's money. But sometimes in government, everybody's money becomes someone else's money, and that's not the way I look at it. Anyway, Happy New Year. This is Ed Smith, your county judge. Let's see what happens in 2020.